Radio. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, it's December the 6th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room, as many of you already have. Good morning, man. Oh, man, Sun Gold. Sharon.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, of course, we're joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning. Frosty a bit, but very pleasant.
And something, we are going to start the fight. December 14th.
Oh, that's right.
December 14th. Just stand by because we've got a surprise for you.
Should we tell them what it is?
No, speaking of surprises, here she is. Yeah,
okay.
In purple today.
Well, sometimes I like to tell what surprises are.
I know. You know what? I have not had a surprise in 5 years.
Mine's you're in lavender? I'm in purple?
Let's not use the word lavender. I kind of like to think of this as a light purple. Purple being it. No, don't ever use the word lavender when you're describing me.
Well, you can wear pink.
Pink's okay. Pink's okay. But lavender, I draw the line at, well, that's that little sachet you gave me the other day.
Certain colors are the purview of interior decorators.
This is, this is not a lavender. What would you call this? I would call this
cool men wear lavender. Anyway, today we have a sunny day. With our temperatures are going to get to be around 58. Oh, yes, we took a walk this morning with Snooky Bot. We did. We bundled up and we took a walk around the block. 5:15 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. So it's a beautiful day. The weather, I like it when it's really crisp like this, don't you? Mostly clear with a low of, get this, 27 tonight.
27. Okay, but the wind should not be blowing just as hard, because now, are you ready for 27?
Go ahead.
Okay. What is that strange sound I'm hearing?
It's probably a cell phone. It sounds like jingle bells.
You know what? It's Bad Bob doing his thing there. Okay.
Well,
now, we've got, and it's almost on today at 7:30, the Vineyards, but they're here to talk about a cause that they're putting on a fundraiser for.
The proceeds on New Year's Eve.
Yes,
we'll be talking about that.
We're going to be talking about that. But at 8 o'clock, we've got Bethel Church and Advance Reading. And you talk about how we put things out and it runs in the paper the next day. Well, we've been talking about having this. There's an article in the paper about the Planning Commission, Advance Reading, and Bethel, and the plans for the Civic Auditorium. And we're going to have them on at 8 o'clock today. We're going to be talking to them on what the plans are. I mean, they said, they've got the lease for the next 5 years and possibly the next 10 years.
I know people
want to
know.
And there's lots of changes, so that's going to start at 8 o'clock, too.
We were there Sunday for the Republican Women's Tea, which is beautifully done, by the way. Cheers to all of the women who did spectacular tables and, where they're heading. And so it's like, wow, is it going to happen here next year? And I think a lot of people are confused as to regular events that have happened that you can count on annually if they're going to be happening at the convention center or not. We'll probably find that information out just very shortly. Also, I want to do a shout out to a friend of mine. I know how we feel about people who make their own goods. And I'll make a long story short, when I moved back from Hong Kong to Sacramento to join back with my family, I met this fabulous woman by the name of Wendy Scribner. And you may have known her husband, Rick Scribner. He was a is it Green Bay Packer? He was a famous pro.
He was Green Bay Packer.
Famous pro ball player. Since then has passed away.
Defensive back.
From cancer. She, for many, many years, they were very good friends, and I saw her sons grow up. In fact, her youngest son is a Marine.
That's right. In fact, he just got out after 6 years.
And so years and years, just, and she is a wonderful, talented. I met her through fundraising events. She is a talent. She sews. She's a designer. Always creating, businesses and stuff like that. So her sister, cause they were all Elk Grove kind of family. Her sister Robin, and her younger sister gets married, and she used to work for Buzz Oates, and the list goes on. I sang at Robin's wedding. So the other day, I just through emailing through the years, haven't seen these girls. This is the power of the internet, the power of keeping in touch, the power of, you know, keeping those girl friends alive. I get a package in the mail, which is an unbelievable hand-printed block silk scarf from Robin Haight. And what she's done is she has formed a co-op with a bunch of different artists. And she talks about the liquid dye of the scarf and the special solution. And she, when she moved to Chicago, she thought, if I don't do something because they get snowed in at 20 below, she took this up. And it's just absolutely fascinating. So I get this letter from her. I want to share with you, because if you're looking for something special, I know we always say shop local, stay local, but keep your artists alive too. And I just wanted to let you know that, this is an incredible, group of girls that have gotten together, and they do hand-painted work and incredible art. I'm going to find out exactly how to tell you to get there when I get back, because I got the letter, and I know Carl's giving me. We've got somebody on the line. Let's go to Josh Wiley, Wells Fargo Advisor.
Well, good morning. The markets are looking to shake off yesterday's news that ratings agency Standard & Poor's put 15 European nations on credit watch negative, indicating a 50% chance of a downgrade within the next 90 days. Currently, the Dow's up 10 points at 12,108, while the NASDAQ is down 3 at 2,652, and the S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,255. Oil's down 19 cents at $100.80 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.04%. Gold's down $20.50 this morning at $1,714, while silver is down 48 cents at $31.89 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: IBM's up 86 cents at $191.71. Cisco Systems is up a nickel at $18.84, while Qualcomm is up 31 cents at $54.81. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you. We have our Wells Fargo Advisor in the Market Minute every day at 710, 810, 905, and again in the afternoon.
Okay, I know what I was going to say. The girls that we heard last week were talking about Etsy, and Etsy, E-T-S-Y, Etsy.com. All of artists, local and other places, can have their own creations on this website. So that's what we're talking about. Thanks so much. We're going to take a break here. We're going to get it out of here, KCNR 1460.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Rockin' around.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460.
These
are for, this
Wait.
Is for me. Wait a minute.
You.
Here she comes.
I saw Linda's footwear this morning.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Boo?
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah.
Don't walk.
I'm not taking any crap from you.
7:15 in the morning.
Did I hit the button, boss?
It's 33 degrees out there. I'm just getting stomped all over here. Good morning, Chat Pack. Oh, yeah, it looks like a good day. All right, we talked about the meeting the other day, and they said, you know, the possibility of them shutting down the switching station here, or the sorting station, I should say, for the Postal Service. Well, you know, it's a possibility. Well, they announced yesterday, USPS announced yesterday, it's going to move forward to reduce operating costs following a plan that would close mail processing facilities nationwide, including the one right here in Reading. So what's that mean to you, my friends? It just means that you'll still get your first-class mail. It just means instead of arriving one day, it's going to take more time. They expect after they're closed, slightly more than half of all first-class mail is expected to be delivered in 2 days, with most of the rest arriving in 3 days. So if you're expecting to send invoices out and get it there the next day, or in getting the checks from those invoices the day after that, which, of course, you probably wouldn't anyway. But if you're expecting one-day service, with the change in the processing, that will not happen. And it's going, of course, will cost jobs. But if you look at the U.S. Postal Service, it's got to reduce its operating costs by $20 billion by 2015 to return to a profit. It lost $5 billion again this year. You know, the thing is anybody really given thought about shutting down Saturday delivery? How many people really, really, really need Saturday delivery? I mean, there could be exceptions, but just think, you know, and then you have like a skeleton crew that comes in on Sunday to sort for Monday. But, I mean, if you don't do all the deliveries on Saturday, and I don't know how the Postal Service works. I just know is that they're losing money. And with the advent of Internet and UPS, FedEx and all these other things, it is going to lose money. And it's going to continue to lose money even more as these generations get older. They rely on texting. They rely on the Internet. In fact, the Internet has become too slow for college students. They go right to the phones. And they can just type right off that any place they are, wherever they're at. They can send email and such. So I don't think it's going to get any better. Now, rant for the morning.
All right, here
we
go.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Governor Brown asked voters for tax increases, and he wants to raise taxes on the poor and the middle class. He wants to make a statewide sales tax of 7.75%, goes up 0.5%, harming the poor, the elderly, the fixed-income people, injured veterans. What's it there for? It's to raise money, and that state sales tax goes for anybody that buys anything. And you will be harmed. The poor, the middle class, the people on fixed incomes. Now, he doesn't say that. Well, we're going after the wealthy, that 1%. Those people making $250,000 a year. Does that make you wealthy? I guess in some circles it does. But that sales tax they talk about is going to hit everybody. Let me say, you know, and we're not finished with that. There are other initiatives that are also going after people here in California, wanting 2 to 3% more on top of that. Let's just say all those initiatives pass. So if you make $500,000 a year, you're going to be hit with something like 8% in taxes, more taxes. At some point, people are going to say, I've had enough. Not only am I getting hit by the national government, now the state wants to raise my taxes by 4, 5, 6%. At some point, the state is going to be taking more money than you are going to be able to keep. At that point, people move. Why do you think all the businesses have moved out of California? They've moved out of California at a rate of one a day because of the tax situation, all the rules and regulations that go way over the top, the cost of health care, the cost of doing business here, and power. They can't even tell you how much the power is going to be. PG&E, the PUC, just passed their little behind-the-door stealth act that says that they're going to raise the cost of energy, but they're not going to be able to tell you how much. It just says about twice. Twice? Is that like 2.5? Or is that like 200% more to pay for solar and to pay for these green energy initiatives? If that's the case, why can't they just tell you? You want to completely tear out the guts of California. just keep raising the taxes. Call it anything you want. Brown's going to call it a fee to help public safety in the schools. Oh, that's a great name for it. Why don't you just call, let us rip out your guts and stomp on them until you leave the state tax. We got to take a break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, 7:20 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot.
There's a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
You'll see it announced in today's paper. Tomorrow, for special hours from 12 noon until 9 tomorrow night, Kubler's Furniture offers their Big Red Riot for 2011. The red tag, the symbol for well over a century of the biggest discount, the greatest savings at merchants everywhere, has come to Kubler's. You'll shop sensational reductions in every department. Tomorrow, from 12 noon until 9 tomorrow night, save on new furniture, mattress sets in all sizes, accent pieces, accessories, and much more. Much more. And you can buy with no down payment and no interest until January 2016 with your purchase of $1,500 or more and minimum monthly payments. Ask for details at the sale, or you can use your Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. Plus, delivery and setup are free locally. See that ad in your paper? Then join the crowds tomorrow, special hours, 12 noon until 9 tomorrow night for the Big Red Riot at Kubler's Furniture, 1894 Churn Creek Road in Reading.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and Jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Shout out, Shelley. Thank you so much. It was great. I guess they recently you went over to, they had a cigar event.
Oh, they did?
And you were in the
great
humidor. What happened?
Oh, a gentleman was there, was selling cigars. I think it was 3 for $1. Buy three, get one free, and then plus you get a glass, like an old-fashioned glass. Yeah, and plus the baristas there are making coffee like crazy out of Espresso Joe's, and they've got all these great, great holiday blends. Plus you can buy, almost any type of coffee-making equipment there, and they'll show you how to use it. They've got this one called the Toddy Cold Blend Coffee Maker. It looks really good.
Well, there were some friends recently over the weekend that talked about buying some coffee makers. One specific coffee maker, still trying to figure it out. She said, well, come back. You know, 'cause our girls will tell you exactly how to make it and what to do and blah, blah, blah. And So anyway, that's really good. You got something there. I just saw another guest. We've got our guests for the 7:30 are all here and safe in the house, which is good.
Well, you know, this thing with taxes and one of the people said, yeah, a guy named Fuentes introduced something to let people work here, illegals work here legally. It said they wanted to take the, he says, have California take the lead in, legalizing or giving amnesty to illegals. Let, you know, like we've taken the lead in the green, in the green revolution, which nobody, by the way, has kind of like jumped into except us, and it's going to cost us, can I say, billions of dollars, and that's one of the reasons that people are leaving California businesses is just stupid things like that. And right now, a field poll says that Californians want a chance to vote no on the high-speed rail. After they found out it's going to cost $100 billion over 20 years, more than twice what was previously thought. No, it was more than three times that was previously thought. There were supporters of high-speed rail to begin with. More than a third are now on the no side. And I tell you what, I talked to Senator Doug Lamoff on this the other day. We're going to have him, we'll have him on quickly to talk about this because, you know, he's been leading the fight against this, but this is just, this is just terrible. The things that they're going to do that our government, the Democrats are doing to us in the state of California. I will continue to say the Democrats, whether you like it or not, because that's who they are. They control the assembly. They control the Senate. It is the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general, you name it. If it's dog catcher at the state level, it's a Democrat.
All right.
You want to talk about people not accepting responsibility here? No, I've changed subjects now, my friends. Parents are complaining that doctors don't tell them that their children are overweight.
Okay, say that again, very slowly.
Okay.
Tuesday brain.
All right. Parents are complaining that doctors are not telling them that their children are obese or overweight.
So the parents feel like it's the doctor's position. And at which point do you, when you went to school, when we went to school, I'm really out of touch on certain levels. Because when I went to school, there was one overweight kid. One. One that would have been, that had a hard time doing sit-ups, had a hard time, couldn't hardly get around the track. One.
Well, I don't know. I was probably more than that in my school.
But, does a doctor tell?
There's only five in the school.
Is a child to be considered chubby? Is chubby then considered to be overweight? Because
chubby means overweight.
Yeah, but you can be chubby.
It's a cute term for an overweight child.
Well, you can be chubby, but that doesn't mean that they don't lose the chub.
They could lose the chub, but that's not the point. The point is that parents are saying to the doctor, the doctors aren't telling my child is overweight. Well, can't you look at your child and see if the child's overweight? Or maybe that's a problem. Maybe parents can't tell that.
Maybe they think he's adorable and chubby.
And I tell you something else, too, for doctors. A doctor may look at a parent and say, your child could lose a few pounds. My doctor tells me that, and I just think he tells me I'm adorable because I look just a little chubby.
Well, how about your dog?
You know, my dog is not chubby. Elk Killer is in the peak.
But I'm
condition.
Saying that for some people who have let's just talk about that. Well, personal responsibility. Someone's
That's
not going to say your dog's
about.
Fat.
Well, no, yes, we do. Wow, look at all that fat dog in here. Can't get through the door.
And people would decide to feed their pets when they know.
Of course,
that
I would tell a parent their child's fat before I would their dog because they get violent
have
over
you
their dog.
Ever?
No, I would never say that.
No, but have you ever told somebody your child is heavy?
Yeah, I did.
Well,
one time.
You had to.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
in the Marine Corps.
No, well, it had nothing to do with the Marine Corps. You saw this child was just, they were medically obese. I mean, it was morbid. It was like, that's not good for your kids. I mean, this is not good for your child. I mean, I knew the people. I didn't know, I knew the guy, but I didn't know his family until I met him. And I didn't say it right then. I talked to him. I said, are you doing something about that? I mean, that could kill that kid. He looks like he's like 10. He had to be a...
What'd they say? What was their reply?
Oh, well, you know, we're having a doctor see him, you know, and all this, and, you know, he's going to grow. And I'm thinking to myself, these are just reasons. These are just really poor reasons. Hey, okay, we got to take a break
here.
We
didn't,
I never did get to the 300-pound naked bodybuilder that was on somebody's porch. Now, tell me this. If you saw a 300-pound naked bodybuilder that was obviously all amped up on roids, would you go up to him and say, "How about getting off my porch?"
How many shots would that take?
Well, it took it took a lot and a lot of cops.
How many rounds?
We got to take a break here. Carl and DeBott, we got a break. If we come back, we're going to be talking in Semel Vineyards and a great fundraiser we're doing.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street appears cautious in early trading, watching the ongoing European sovereign debt negotiations. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up 32 points. Standard & Poor's placed the Eurozone bailout fund's AAA rating on credit watch negative. The ratings firm also placed the remaining 15 Eurozone members on the same credit watch. Two other nations, Greece and Cyprus, were not included since Cyprus is already on credit watch, and S&P says Greece's double C rating isn't affected by the recent decision. Apple is at the center of an antitrust investigation regarding its relationship with book publishers. European Union regulators are looking into whether the tech giant and five major publishing houses took part in restricting competition in the e-book market. HarperCollins, which is owned by News Corporation, is among the publishers being investigated. News Corporation is also the parent company of the Fox Business Network and Fox News Radio. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 7:35 in the morning, December the 6th. It is 33 degrees out there. If you're just getting up and kind of thinking about getting the out of bed and putting your feet on the floor, many of you have already, unless you're just typing in bed here on in the chat room. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it is a little chilly this morning, 33 degrees currently, so you may be putting your toes on the floor. We're looking at a beautiful, clear day today, and the temperature, it looks like it's going to be high of around, I think we're getting to 58, and the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. What have you got there?
Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening and our friends down there. It's that time of the year when you're doing a lot of sharpening of, you should be doing a lot of sharpening of axes and saws and your saw blades because you're out there cutting wood because it's 33 degrees out there, or you're cutting the tree down for Christmas, or you're just acquiring more wood for your fire. And if you do, you need to go down and see Bob and Judy. R&B has been in business since November 20th, 1985. They do saw, knives, router bits, shaper cutters, garden equipment, you name it. They sharpen it. They have it. They will even build it at times. So go down there to Bandsaw, to R&B Sharpening at 6915 East Side Road, Building 6, or give them a call at 530-365-1479. R&B Sharpening.
We have a couple of special guests in the house this morning. And when I say special, you know, we like to celebrate life and go out and do things that, you know, embracing the North State and so many things that are beautiful here. And, you know, we love to go out to Anselmo Vineyards. And this New Year's Eve, in fact, you're going to want to be pasting your ear pretty close to the radio, folks, and the internet, because we are going to be giving away a New Year's Eve ticket in just a moment, in just probably in the next 10 minutes. But with us this morning is Jim Boucher and Krista Buckle. Welcome to the program this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning. And, you know, one of the things that's going to happen is up during the night of fun,
New Year's Eve
will be a silent auction, and there'll be it's to raise money for a great cause, and that's why we're here. That's what we're here talking about. We're here talking about the program that Jim has. And Jim, can you just kind of quickly give our listeners what you're doing with this program?
Yes, this program is in coordination with the Daystar Ranch and our ranch, which is a Meliora Ranch. My wife, Ajahn, and I provide recreational therapy for folks using horticulture in horses. In this particular case, these funds will be going for the Veterans and Family Fund, which will allow equine-assisted self-learning process programs for veterans who are transitioning back into civilian life. A lot of them have conditions of anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. there's a lot of difficulties that come from the combat experience.
Yeah, the veterans that face and come back here. You know, the military handles that as best they can, but then our soldiers and sailors and Marines get out, and they return home. And the state has fallen through in their way of taking care, of helping to take care of our veterans in many cases. So you end up having service organizations like AMVETS and many others that help the VA clinics pick up some of this. But then we also have a number of organizations, and the one we're talking about, the Veterans and Families Fund here, is one of these that is there to help those veterans coming back with traumatic brain injury, anger management, grief, post-traumatic stress.
Yes, and a lot of our guys, philosophically, I believe that it's really important for our community to step up. A lot of regular military folks, what's unusual about this group of veterans that are coming in is we have a lot of National Guard. The regular vets have the benefit, and their families have the benefit of being on base together and being supportive. These guys that we have coming back are from our communities. They're scattered all over, you know, right here in town. We have a couple
we have numerous
units.
Jim, you hit this right on the head. The regular military, the active duty military, when they come back, they stay in the fold. In most all the cases, they stay within. They stay within that circle. That's their group counseling right there.
Exactly.
And people have asked me, so you know, all the wars I've been through and trips off to combat. But I always came back with a group of people that was there with me and felt the same way I did. There was nobody saying that, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. You know, no, everybody agreed, you know, everybody did. The National Guard and Reserves come back even after they're seen, but then they come back and there is no support system
exactly.
Here. They're in, or a very limited support system just by the fact they come back into a town and they're not going to see their buddies. Their buddies live 80, 90, 100 miles away. And you're not going to be able to see them or talk to them that much. So this provides them an avenue of being able to relieve stress or be able to talk with people out there.
If I could just share one little part about a session. A lot of the guys come back, they're hypervigilant. You know, they've been with their buddies overseas. Their buddies are watching their back in the combat zone. They come back here. They're still in that hypervigilant mode, but they don't trust anybody. You know, perhaps a family member or two, but a lot of times family members just don't understand what they've been through. So if you can imagine that you're always looking for your security, you're always checking your perimeters, you're not thinking about what you're going to do with your life, your education, you know, what plans you can go forward with, because you're on duty. If you're awake, you're on duty. Well, coming into the arena with the horses are prey animals. They're on duty all the time looking for that mountain lion or bear coming out of the woods. The vet is able to build a rapport, a relationship with the horse, and all of a sudden he finds that he's got somebody watching his back. That horse has got his back. So the pressure comes off. And he can start thinking about other things in his family. That's just one aspect of it.
Okay. We're going to need to take a break here, but that's a good spot to take a break at. That the animal takes the veterans back because it, too, understands always having to be at alert and can do a lot of that for him. So it kind of lets him relax.
Yes.
And lets him get on with his life. Okay.
When we get back, let's talk more about this project, and let's talk about the funds that are going to be raised that night at Anselmo Vineyards. It's going to be a fabulous evening. A ticket's going to be given away here in the next few minutes. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
A special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:45 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, December the 6th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. An educated person has more choices in life. Jeff Wurst, you are absolutely right. He is the owner. He can repair those little dings in your windshield or up to 2 feet a crack, up to 24 inches. I had one over 12 inches, and he fixed it, and you can't even see it. In fact, I've got a couple little new dings on the windshield I've got to go down and take to Jeff here. And here's the other thing. Jeff, takes it inside. He uses a special process. He guarantees his work. If anything happens, you just bring it back, which doesn't. But if it ever did, he will fix it free of charge. That's Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. They're right there at 3208 South Market Street. And give them a call at 530-241-8373. We got somebody on the phone. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. I guess we have Stephanie Foose on.
Yeah.
Stephanie, welcome to the program. We have Krista here and Jim, and we're talking about the event on New Year's Eve. I understand that Krista asked. I'm so glad that you called in because you're going to be performing that night.
Yes, I will. Bernie Baker and I will be performing.
Okay, Bernie Baker and you, and I understand you're going to be there before opening before the 18-piece orchestra.
Yes. I'll be welcoming the guests, I guess.
Well, congratulations on the new article
in Enjoy Magazine.
And we also saw you dancing. You were wonderful in A Cascade Christmas. So it just looks like your career is flourishing, and you'll be such a wonderful addition to the evening.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Now, Stephanie going to be, she'll be there at the beginning of the gala, and then you, like you said, you have an 18-piece orchestra, and all of this, everything that's going on for this evening, but with the silent auction, is aiming for all the, as a fundraiser, is aiming to help the veterans in our area. And by the way, this money that is raised is not going away from here. This is all for here. You had over 100 people that you talked to last year, but you're just limited on your funding on how many veterans you can help. And equine therapy is not something new. This has been going on probably for decades. I know for decades because I've been around it for decades. But the fact of using it was used for children with autism, but using it for veterans that are suffering from some kind of post-traumatic stress, that has happened to them, is just a great idea. And Stephanie, we appreciate that you're part of this.
Yeah, I love to be a part of things like that and just helping the community and supporting those causes.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. We appreciate you calling in this morning. And also, you don't want to miss, again, Stephanie's going to be with Bernie Baker. It'll be part of a fabulous event happening New Year's Eve out in Anselmo Vineyards. In fact, this will, you'll be debuting the first time out in Anselmo's. They're very excited about having you out at the ranch.
Yes, I'm having so much fun, so this is going to be a great night.
All right. Thanks. Thanks,
Stephanie. Thanks a lot, Stephanie.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Hey, and by the way, the Chat Packers are getting their fingers ready for the for the ticket.
For the ticket, because I'm telling you, you're gonna call in. I mean, let Krista give the magic word. I want you to know that this morning that I had no idea. This is a $195 ticket that is going to be given away. So it's a pretty special, spectacular event. Never anything like this in the North State with an 18-piece orchestra. The silent auction, Stephanie Foos, casino tables, transportation from the Red Lion Inn. Krista, you have more.
Yeah, that's right. We're actually really excited about New Year's Eve. We're going to have a great time out at Anselmo and really excited about all the local businesses that are really partnering to donate items for the silent auction. So we have got several C.R. Gibbs and Fabrics and Inc. and Foothill High School even and Palo Cedro Eye Care. So we're just really excited about everyone that's contributing towards the ranch and assisting veterans. But, yeah, we definitely want to give away a ticket. We're really excited.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, stand by. We're going to start giving away that ticket.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to hear more about the silent auction items, right, too.
Oh, good.
And we want to hear and we want to finish up with the Veterans and Families Fund right here in Happy Valley. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red. And he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the
Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. You're listening to KCNR. It's currently 33 degrees downtown here at the station. Woohoo! Love it.
Good morning there, Big Brad. See you later, Coach.
All right, you guys. Now, wait a minute.
Hey, you know what? We're glad your son got home.
Yeah. Fabulous. Yeah. It's great holiday time. And of course, what the feel-good stuff about what's happening here this morning is, we're going to go out and have a fabulous event. It's going to be black tie and gorgeous and casino night. The silent auction, in the funds that are going to be raised for the silent auction, we're going to get to that in a minute. We've been talking about that this morning with the Wounded Warrior project with the horses and the we want to go
Veteran
to
our, Family Fund.
We want to talk about the website, Jim. Okay. But before we do that, Krista, you have you make the announcement.
Yeah, sure. Well, we're going to be giving away a ticket actually right now live on the air. So if you'd like to call in, we're going to be giving away a free ticket to the New Year's Eve gala out at Insama Vineyards on New Year's Eve. To the first caller,
605-4567.
That phone you hear ringing is not the the one in the studio. That is Bad Bob's phone that he had not under control.
Okay, there's a caller.
Okay, so the first caller.
Whoever is on the line, I'm sure there are other ones calling behind that. So, okay, so we'll get your name in a minute, but that's excellent. We'll announce the winner in just a moment, but let's get to the website so people can go on. Our chat pack loves to engage. So what is the website?
Okay, I'm going to give you two websites. The first website will be the one that where we actually do the work. It'll be ameliora ranch.com.
We better spell that one.
Okay, you got it there?
I have got it. Okay, it is A-M-E-L-L O-R
I-O-R-A.
It's I-O-R-A. Yeah. Ranch.com.
Maybe I should do that one.
Maybe you should do that one.
AML. And then MELIORA Ranch. RANCH.com.
Let's type it in the chat pack. Okay,
yeah, we'll
type
it in
there.
Now.
Okay. And then what is the other website?
Okay. And that's Daystar Ranch. DaystarRanch.com. And daystarranch.org, and it is under construction right now. Daystar Ranch is a 501c3 organization. They do manage the funds that come in, and it is a tax deductible donation when you give it to Daystar Ranch, the Veterans and Family Fund.
Okay. Taylor, you won the ticket, and we're going to, how do you want to do that? Do you want to have them come up there, or do you want to leave it here, or how do you want to do it so they can pick it up?
Yeah, we can leave it here for them. That way they can drop by in town and just pick it up.
So, okay. Your ticket will be right here at 1326 Market Street, Taylor. We've got your phone number here in case you don't show up. But we can come between the hours of 9 and, well, from 7 to 2. And you can pick up your ticket. So thanks a lot.
Put it in the front for Diane. So, well, we kind of screwed that website up a little bit, but we're going to put that in the
kind of screwed it up. Let's try it one more time. Okay. You can Google A Meliora, M-E-L-I-O-R-A Ranch. See? You can do it that way. You can email them at info@ the same thing. And you can, you can call them at 530-341-2242. That's 530-341-2242. We'll see if we can't put a link.
Let's talk a little bit more about the equine therapy. I know that there was something that came in the email, and you were going to talk about that. This is a really important why we have you here, Jim, because we will have Anselmo Vineyards on again before New Year's Eve to talk more about what's going to be happening that night. Let's talk a little bit more about. We've got 2 minutes. In these 2 minutes, can you give us a little story about somebody who went through therapy and how it made them heal?
there's a lot. I'll just carry on with the conversation that we had before. We had an Iraqi veteran who is 100% disabled because of PTSD, and he's spent a lot of his time just being away from the public. He was able to come out and be with the horses, and immediately he started connecting. In fact, we have a Mustang that's never been ridden, and he started working on that Mustang, and they just became good buddies. And he's riding that Mustang, and it opened him up in a really wonderful way, where he can be around people more because he's able to be around the horse. It's kind of brought.
But that's what it's for, and that's exactly what you started this for men and women to be able to come out and get out from whatever is in their mind there, to be able to bring themselves out. We've got a break now, but thank you so much for what you do, and we're going to have you on again. We're going to be doing a lot more, and we're going to be talking a lot more about the fundraiser up at
Thank you, Jim and Krista.
Thank you.
This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. 29 men died in an explosion in a West Virginia coal mine last spring. Today, a historic settlement. Here's Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson.
$210 million is to be split up to compensate the families of the victims, pay the fines, and improve safety conditions at the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia. An attorney tells the AP more than $46 million goes to the families, $128 million to upgrade the mine, $35 million to pay those federal mine safety fines. Now, the mine's owner, Massey Energy, sold out to one of its rivals, Alpha Natural Resources, since that April 2010 blast, and this deal does not prevent any future prosecution of anyone on criminal charges. Chris?
Just getting started in Chicago, the sentencing hearing for former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Griffin, Jennifer Kuiper, live at the courthouse.
Chris, instead of parading past the cameras here at the federal building, Rod Blagojevich slipped through another entrance. The ex-governor has been convicted of 18 counts of corruption, including trying to sell or trade President Obama's former U.S. Senate seat. Prosecutors want the judge to slap Blagojevich with a 15 to 20-year prison term. The defense wants far less. Most legal experts think it could be around 10 years. Rod Blagojevich will address the court at some point during this two-day hearing. Chris?
Dozens of state troopers and U.S. Marshals fanning out in York County, Maine, looking for David Glenn Hobson. He escaped from a jail across the border in New Hampshire last week. Jody Shoemaker owns a grocery store in Sanford, Maine.
Well, the customers coming in said they're kind of nervous about him trying to get into their houses.
Hobson is considered armed, dangerous, and extremely mad at two people who've been warned to clear out that he's looking for revenge. Good news for a lot of school kids, at least these two adults in New Mexico.
I love the snow.
The colder, the better.
A statewide winter storm closing schools and forcing drivers off the roads. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
A shopping list helps you get everything you need in one trip. So what if shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries? You still make a list to get the coverage you need in just one place. Like with a local Allstate agent. Say your list includes your car. Check. A motorcycle or RV. Check, check. Plus a boat. Or even a small business. Check and check. An Allstate agent makes it easy to protect it all. And save. So if you're shopping for a great insurance value, well, check.
Call a California Allstate agent today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discounts vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
High-profile criminal trials on television are popular with a lot of people. Would and should people watch the Supreme Court? Congress is kicking the idea around today. Live in D.C., Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
What Congress does in chambers can be seen by anyone in the world, and many lawmakers think the high court should be no different.
The best way that we can ensure the federal government is accountable to the people is to create transparency, openness, and access.
Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley has pushed for cameras in the courts for more than a decade, but Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions warns,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So I'm pretty pleased, really, with the effectiveness of the great court system in America.
Now, some research indicates if the upcoming arguments on the health care law were televised, 50 million Americans would watch, Chris.
The body of a 7-year-old girl found in a trash container north of Atlanta has been positively identified. Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Vernon Keenan says Jarelli Rivera's killer might live in the same apartment complex.
We believe that the child was abducted in the area of the playground, was taken to an apartment, vacant apartment, assaulted there, murdered, and then disposed of.
She disappeared from that playground on Friday. In Cleveland.
I am so happy that they are tearing this house down.
Yvonne Williams' daughter, one of 11 women found murdered at a house being demolished today, condemned by the city of Cleveland. Anthony Sowell's been sentenced to death for those murders. America's healthiest state? Again, Vermont. According to the United Health Foundation, it's the third year in a row. Based on a number of factors, including personal behavior like smoking and the state's health policies, for the 10th year in a row, Mississippi ranks as the least healthy state. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 36 points. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and DeBot, 8:05 on December the 6th. What's the weather look like there?
December
6th. Tomorrow's a big day, December 7th.
Pearl Harbor Day.
Pearl Harbor Day. You know, we can't forget that.
We're going to be going also to the Madrigal dinner.
That's right.
Tomorrow.
Madrigals are going. We've got a lot of things going on this weekend. Reese Across America.
Absolutely looking forward to it. We're going to be telling you every day all of the wonderful things that are going on in the North State. It's currently 33 degrees downtown Reading. It looks like we're going to be getting to about 58 degrees today. Sunny, mostly clear tonight with, get this, low of 27. Tomorrow we have a beautiful sunny day with a high of around 61, and tomorrow night 33. So it looks like we're getting to, most of our evenings are going to be in the low 30s, and looks like a fabulous forecast. Great time to go out and take a walk and do your outside shopping and visit your friends and bring hot chocolate and Yuletide and congratulations. And just like, yeah, thanks for being my neighbor. It's a good time to be doing that.
Yeah, you know, I want to talk a little bit about Reese Across America. And that's going to be at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery this Saturday. It starts at 12 noon at the cemetery at Gas Point out there at IGO. And what it is this happens across the nation, where these holiday wreaths are made available to all of the national cemeteries. And it started back with a wreath-making company back on the East Coast who one time decided to donate 5,000 wreaths to go out to Arlington. And it was so beautiful that it caught on. And we've had so many people involved with this. Kim Chamberlain, who was one of our friends and such an advocate for veterans, I think was the first person that invited us to this a few years ago. And so they have wreaths for every gravestone, for every marker out there. And so what's going to happen is they're going to have it's a short program out there, and it consists of just a prayer, a national anthem by Linda here. Linda was going to be singing a national anthem, a Pledge of Allegiance, a quick remembrance for the people, taps, and then the people can go out there, and we urge people to go out there and to take these wreaths and bring your children and to put them on the grave sites. And that begins, again, Saturday, December 10th. It begins at 12 noon, so you want to be out there a little bit early. All right, before we get to our guest here.
Our market minute.
With Josh Wiley, with the Market Minute, for our Wells Fargo advisor. Josh, what's happening?
Well, stocks are searching for direction this morning. With no significant catalyst in the pre-market, investors are digesting yesterday's warning from Standard & Poor's. Specifically, the ratings firm put Germany, France, and 13 other Euro nations on review for a potential downgrade within the next 90 days. Currently, the Dow's up 40 points at 12,137, while the NASDAQ is down 7 at 2,648, and the S&P 500 is up 1 at 1,257. Oil's down 30 cents this morning at $100.69 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.05%. Gold's down $21 at $1,713, while silver's down 48 cents at $31.88 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Disney's up 9 pennies at $37.03, Pfizer's up 31 cents at $20.16, while Coca-Cola's up 3 dimes at $66.61. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh Wiley, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Minute three times a day at 7:10, 8:10, 9:06, and again in the afternoon. And we like to hear what's going on.
And as we promised, in the studio, we have these special guests.
Yeah, Sherry Silk, who is the Convention Center General Manager and from Advanced Reading, and Charlie Harper, the Administrator from Bethel Church. And we're going to be talking to them about what's the plans for the Convention Center when we get back from this break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
So blue, just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. I'm waiting for it to hit. There we go. Ow! Walking on sunshine.
That's us, walking on sunshine. Okay, hey, our guest today. Well, we're basking.
And so is our chat room.
Yeah, you know, chat room is going forward here. And again, to our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can hear us, or you can join our chat room. It's real easy to do. Just go over to and listen to us, and you'll say chat room. Put a name in there. Doesn't even have to be you. But our only rule, of course, is civility. And we don't have much of a problem with that. Everybody's pretty mellow in here. Our guest again, Sherry Silk, who is the general manager of the Convention Center now and heads up Advanced Reading, and Charlie Harper, who is the administrator of Bethel Church, but also a member of Advanced Reading's on the board of trustees there, I guess. Can I say that?
Board of directors, yeah.
The board of directors. Okay, Sherry, let's learn a little bit about you. Who's Sherry Silk?
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for having me. I'm a North State girl. I grew up since I was 12 in Weaverville, California. So I've been around a long time and grew up just loving community. My parents were very involved in every club you can join. And so I grew up doing fundraisers and bake sales, and my parents were part of Rotary and Seroptimus and all those things. So I just love community, so that's who I am. We moved to the North State, my husband and I, about 10 years, almost 11 years ago now, and we just love Reading. So.
And if you, running a convention center is a big deal.
Big deal.
And it's a big deal. I mean, it's a big part of our community.
Yes.
So have you run organizations like this before? Or?
Well, not exactly. And just have to say, I don't actually take over as general manager down there till January 15th. And John Johnson is the current general manager. He's a great guy. He's been very helpful. The whole team down there, they've been working hard at the city, working for the city, doing a great job. So loving the team down there. Also, I haven't run a facility like this, but I've been part of course, Bethel Church for over 10 years, and my departments, which I had 10 departments, and 8 of them did multiple events a year. So all my departments were the ones.
So you've been running organizations like this, but not necessarily under
a facility
like this. Okay.
Yeah.
How many people do you think how many people are going to be working down there at the convention center?
Right now we have, let me see, probably 5 full-time folks, and then maybe another close to 10 part-timers, and we've been able to keep a couple of the folks down there that are working part-time. The ones that are full-time have, the ones that wanted to work for us, Bob Frampton's put in to continue to work for us full-time. He's been there for 30 years or something.
Yeah.
But the other folks have transferred out to keep their city jobs, which is completely understandable. So we have a mixed crew starting up.
Okay.
New blood.
Yeah, we have a caller. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the
How
program.
Are you this morning?
Good.
Carl?
We're fine.
Linda?
Welcome.
Dad Bob? I know you're all there.
Yes.
Diane, of course, you're a wonderful administrator.
Yeah, pretty soon you're going to be able to see us.
Yes, yeah. And I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Okay, now, good morning. I'm sorry, but I missed the name of the new convention center. Civic Center.
Sherry Silk.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
And good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
Charlie, I have a question, and I'm not sure which to ask you or this young lady. And by the way, congratulations on your new position, and I'm really happy you guys are there doing what you're doing. Here's what happened. Monday, there was a crew of Bethel workers doing a maintenance and improvement program on the walk at the Arboretum by the bridge.
Yes.
Is this going to be part of the Civic Center improvement program or something altogether independent of that? Because they did a great job, and I know they did it pretty much on a volunteer basis.
Yep. That's independent of the Civic Center. It's school ministry students. It's an outreach, it's something that we're going to do on an outreach basis. We've been trying to put it together, coordinate for, a couple of years now, but it's really taken off this year. We've got volunteers. We got, coordination with the city. They're going to be, keeping that Sundale Bridge maintained, cleaned up, other areas along the trail. And we got a lot of volunteers. We have a lot of international students that they're here. They can't work. Their visa says you can go to school, but you can't take the job up. And they can
volunteer, right?
Yeah, they'll volunteer. And a lot of other students as well. But Well,
they were doing a great job, and I know there were material costs and everything else involved, and I was just kind of wondering if that was part of the Civic Center plan or if it was independent, and I appreciate the answer. I have one other question, if I could, for Sherry.
Okay.
Is John going to stay on, or do you know?
No, John's retiring.
He is retiring.
December 31st till he'll be done.
Hopefully he'll keep himself available on a consultant basis.
I hope he goes to Hawaii. I asked him if he'd put a red phone on his desk at home, like a hotline, if I call him. He just chuckles when I say that, though, so I'm not sure what that means.
It meant he'll listen to the drums over in Hawaii if you can send a message that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, John, thanks so much for the phone call.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks, John.
Bye. Thanks.
Hey, Sherry, and I guess this would be opening up, of course, to Charlie, too, because you're on the board of directors. We're talking about the number of events that are being held. This past weekend, Republican Women's Tea, just as an example. Are events like that still welcome at the center?
Absolutely. I have been working actually since August, shifting all my attention to the Civic. And I've worked getting in touch with all the community events that happened there in the last 2 or 3 years. Just beloved events like Cool April Nights and different Turtle Bay and the Mardi Gras and all those
Fourth of July,
all of them, And they're all on my calendar. They're all on the 12th calendar. Multiple ones want to sign several years out with me, and we're happy to have them because that's really what it's all about. It's about community. Sure, the school's moving there, and it's going to meet a need that the school has, but that's also keeping the place open. The school ministry moving there is the largest renter of the building. But there's actually Sundays available. We've been putting different events on the calendar. If their normal day is Sunday, then we're working that into our schedule.
So, just like the Republican Women's Tea, I know that we were there Sunday, and we had, people saying, well, gee, what are we going to do next year? Are they going to be able to do this next year? So now what we're hearing is that you're going to make room.
I am making room. You know, our contract with the city says that we have to have 60 days on the calendar available and booked, but we're up over 100 already of events on the calendar. So
that's interesting.
It's wonderful
because
news.
I think I'm going to follow that up when we get back about the events that you have there, and events you're not going to have there. So when we come back, sounds like right now that you're really reaching out to the community. That's Carl Lindabot on Free Fire Radio. Our guests are Sherry Silk, who's the new general manager,
and Charlie Harper. We'll be right back.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero año y felicidad.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 25, 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, Carl and DeBott. 8:22 in the morning, December 6th, 33 degrees out there.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Go to estategranite.com and check it out. Better yet, go to the showroom. Let Mike show you around. We had a great time this weekend. They would sat by the fire pit.
Was that beautiful?
It was absolutely gorgeous, with this broken black glass, and it was great. So Estate Granite, and you know what? Don't let the idea of the Estate Granite or Marble scare you off, because they are, tell them if you've got like a budget that you're working with and say, could we do it for this? They're very creative. They're going to come in and they're going to, you know, be straight shooters. So
that's right. We can't say enough about it. And give them a call at 241-7866 or 241-STONE, the State Marble and Granite. Our guests are Sherry Silk, who is the general manager of the Convention Center and of Advanced Reading, and, of course, Charlie Harper from Bethel Church, but also on the board of directors on Advanced Reading. And during the break, we talked about some things I think most people don't know. The fact is are you still going to have, like, concerts there?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And the way that happens is the promoters are coming to you.
Right. I've focused mainly on our community, just trying to get them on the schedule and just reduce anxiety in our own community about the convention center, and then I'll start working on connecting with the promoters. But they're already calling, and they've got a bunch of tentative dates and holds on the calendar. That's how they work. They get a date, and then they go out and try and to get an act. And so I have multiple ones connecting with us. We just would love to have some concerts and shows going on.
Okay, one of the other things was that you had in the contract said 60, you had to have hold 60 dates open, but you fell well over that for events here. You've had how many?
We're over 100 days on the calendar for 12. Yeah.
Okay. And the last thing people need to know, I believe, is your the cost. You know, like, you know, one of the concerns was, oh my gosh, the costs are going to go up, and nonprofits won't be able to afford it anymore. So,
yeah, we are using the same fee structure as the current convention center rates. So, if you went to their website, you would find their fee structure, and that's the exact same rates that we're charging, and that. Those rates were set in June of 2010, and nonprofits do get a break with that. So we haven't raised any prices at all. We're using the exact same.
I think Charlie had mentioned something, too, at the break that, you know, sometimes there's the fear of the unknown. So that was really important for us to get that information out, Sherry, of course, is that you can go and see that the fee structure has remained the same. You're going to keep it the same, that the city raised the fees in 10. But here you're going into 12, the same structure, and giving a break, of course, to nonprofit.
Yeah, the nonprofits are the ones raising money for our community. They're the ones raising money for, young men and women's groups, children's groups. They're the ones that, you know, the Lions, the Rotary, the Seroptimus, the Rodeo guys, they're all community-minded folks, and we certainly want to help them out with their events.
And the Rodeo has leased again. They have another year.
The Reading Rodeo Association has a contract with the city just like we do, their own contract. And it's my understanding that they have signed a new lease.
Well, I hope it's a multi-year lease because I tell you what, Reading Rodeo is just that, Reading Rodeo. If you take it someplace else,
love it.
Gosh, it's not the Reading Rodeo anymore.
Yeah, we like to be able to sit right there and have those bulls hit the rail.
Yeah, hit the rail.
Whoa! Yeah. I am right there in the...
Yeah, I saw how you were right there, you know, you just trampled me on the
Johnny
way out.
Johnny Cash moment right there.
There you go. Hey, Charlie, the amount of consternation that people had when Bethel was going to, when is leasing the center. It reached a crescendo at one point. You notice any changes now, or is there still a lot of people fighting this?
It did reach a crescendo, and it's interesting. You know, when we had the vote at the city council for the letter of intent, it was a 4.5-hour meeting. Myself, Chris Valentin spoke for the church, and The rest, the other 4 hours or so was three minutes at a time of people why this was a bad idea. When we went to approve the lease, there was nobody there to have anything to say against it. One person had a comment about, is this in the lease or is this in the lease? But nobody really was thinking it was a bad idea. We've been out a lot, especially Sherry, talking to people, you know, and we're meeting these wonderful people in the community. The rodeo people are fantastic, and they're fun.
I think people had legitimate questions. They wanted to know about censorship. They wanted to know about availability. They wanted to know if they were going to be able to have alcohol at their events like usual, all those questions. And I think they're legitimate questions that they're asking. And so it's been, we have no... The reason we formed a public benefit nonprofit was so we do not have to censor people what...
I think people, that was important. When we first came on in our program a few months ago, that was a concern. I remember that program. A lot of people were coming through there. Is what won't you allow? What won't you allow? And if I remember your words, were there are shows that will probably be there. And I think Linda asked one of them, you know, about one of the musicals, you know, that you may not attend it, or the members of Bethel may not attend it. But it doesn't mean that you wouldn't, you know, other people won't want to see, you know, a musical or a music group or something like that.
Right. One of the councilmen asked about Larry the Cable Guy, you know, comedian. What if he comes and goes, well, if a promoter wants to promote him and have him come, great. We don't have to invite him to preach at church, you know. he can be at the center. We don't have to invite him to, you know,
for dinner that night,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He'll bring in some money.
Yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy describes
blue
things.
Blue collar.
Yes. Okay. All right. Hey, we've got to take a break here in about 30 seconds. When we come back, we want to talk about your plans for the future.
And guess what we're going to do?
For the center. I don't know if it's part of the deal, but are you going to any physical enhancements to that area and things?
I think you guys are going to get her done. We'll be right back.
Well, we'll be back in a minute. Okay, Carl Linda Bodd here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Sherry Silk, who is the new general manager of the Convention Center and also heads up Advanced Reading, and Charlie Harper, who is an administrator at Bethel Church, is also on the board of directors for Advanced Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. President Obama is heading to the heartland to talk about the economy and help for middle-class Americans.
Press Secretary Jay Carney says the president chose Osawatomie, Kansas, because it's where Teddy Roosevelt laid out his progressive vision 101 years ago. Republicans aren't impressed.
The American people aren't going to be fooled.
GOP party spokesman Sean Spicer says Americans know the problem is the president's policies that haven't worked.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz, and the body found in a Georgia trash container now positively identified as that of 7-year-old girl Jorlee Rivera, missing since Friday from an apartment complex playground north of Atlanta. Investigators believe
the killer of the child resides in the apartment complex or has readily access to that apartment complex.
That's Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Vernon Keenan. Fox News, we report, you decide. Diamonds, beauty, style, color, elegance. Fields Jewelers, traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Have you had a foreclosure? Have you had a short sale? Did you know that you can buy a home within 3 years after a foreclosure or a short sale? My name is Pete Metz with Megastar Financial, and I have helped many people purchase again over the last 9 years in the Reading area. We offer FHA, USDA, VA, investment, and conventional financing. Getting pre-approved for a loan might be easier than you think. Give me a call today, Pete Metz, to get pre-approved at 530-221-7700 or visit me online at PeteMetz.com.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Coachmaster, Loyal Pet Food, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, the Clear Creek Sports Club, and the Belligerent Duck. Tune us in for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news at KCNR 1460 AM or listen to the show at myoutdoorbuddy.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR. You know the good stuff happens at the break.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, DC and 10. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. You don't have to worry about seeing Dr. Phil on the TV. Let me put it that way. You walk in, sit down, and just like I said, great conversation. Man's last stronghold. But moms can bring their kids in there, okay, Sherry? It's okay. And Linda's come in there and sat down and...
very quietly in the corner.
Yeah, caught up in the latest guns and ammo and car and track. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, where I go, where Bad Bob goes, and most of our friends go there. So, anyway, our guest today, Sherry Silk, who is the general manager and of the convention center and heads up Advanced Reading, and Charlie Harper, who is the administrator for Bethel Church, but is also on the board of directors for Advanced Reading.
Now, this is a new regime, of course. It's going to be. You're just in the organizational part right now, and as of January, the new team comes in. But what I'm getting from you is that really not much, you know, besides the management, not really much has changed. I mean, there's still going to be some great shows. You're going to be name acts. Still the same price if you needed to rent the convention center for some particular reason. You're just dealing, it's not run by the city at this particular time. However, at the break, we did talk about that you're setting this up the nonprofit part of this organization through Bethel. Could you share with us the words there, Charlie, what you were saying? I think you can articulate it better.
Sure, Linda. We set this up as a public benefit nonprofit, and there was a choice whether it could be a member-led, which would Bethel Church would have been the member, or board-led, where we, you know, board members are appointed, and they pretty much determine what's going to happen. You know, if that board chose to do something different than Bethel Church, whatever, that's what's going to happen. So it's a board member-led nonprofit, and my thought at the end of the 10 years, you know, we would hopefully have something in place that could just be, you know, I or whoever else from Bethel could step off the board, the city could appoint new members, and it could go on from there rather than having this stop-start. This was a difficult thing. Us stepping in, a lot of people took off. They made other plans because the uncertainty of what was going to happen, you know, Sherry had to scramble around to get people back, you know, and some people, we probably won't get them back till next year because they just had to make other plans. So,
the one of the things that's come up in the paper today is this planning commission with Adam McMelvey.
CSAC.
Yeah, CSAC. And there's been a lot of statements in here that were, I'm not sure, are true. Like, the Reading Rodeo. And we talked a little bit about it, how the Reading Rodeo guys were wanting to maybe go to a different place, and maybe he was just misquoted on that. And the Reading Rodeo has long pondered moving from its location next to the auditorium, which would free up existing grounds for development. Well, it might do that, but the Reading Rodeo guys, I think, just signed another lease there with an ability to sign a lease after that. And we're talking long-term leases here, because the Reading Rodeo doesn't want to leave from that area. So I don't know where he's getting his information from for that. But he's talking about meeting, and they're talking about development of that area, the Park Marina area, which I think is just a great idea. But have they met with you all on any type of development of that area?
Not officially. I've been attending city council meetings, and also I just went to one CSAC meeting. And I think they're referring there to the master plan that was developed several years ago. I hear it's about an inch thick of paper.
Oh, yeah, it's been going on for 20, they said like 20 years. I mean, this thing's been going on, but we've had so many changes during that time in the convention center and McConnell's and Turtle Bay and all that.
I think it's wonderful that there's people thinking down the road for that area. It's a beautiful area. Reading's, the river and the Sundial, all of that is just gorgeous. So they're talking about a long-term plan, and we have, I've met them. We haven't had an official meeting with anyone from CSAC, but they, they have the same goal we have. We picked the name Advanced Reading just for that. We want to leave the convention center in better shape than we got it in. We want to turn it over to the city when we're done, and we love our city as well. As citizens, we want it to thrive down there and just become more beautiful.
Great. Somebody had a question here about the website as far as getting tickets. I think it said, is it still under the old website as far as if you want to get tickets for things in the future, or have you all taken that over? Is the website for the conference center under the new general manager control, or is there a new website with the events and ticket info?
The current website is all the current structure of the folks down there running it. Their last ticket event is December 16th, and so we'll be changing up our website. Actually, be looking for it because it's going to be gorgeous, and you'll buy tickets online, be able to buy them at the box office, and we're hoping to be able to print at home tickets and walk in the door.
That's cool.
Like you
can for an airline.
Absolutely,
airline.
Just like that.
So you can just print your tickets. That saves you trouble.
Yeah.
That.
We're developing that. We're also doing some improvements besides the website. Watch for the website sometime in January, and it'll be the city has changed the name from the Convention Center to the Reading Civic Auditorium, changed it back, actually. And so any domain name you type in, you'll get to us after January. But we are doing some improvements down there, and Charlie could speak to that.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. Let's talk about that, Charlie. What kind of improvements are you making to the
Reading?
What is now Reading Civic
Auditorium?
That's nice. It has a nice ring.
Because I write it different ways each time,
civic.
And I figure.
We
that's why I just
call it
the Civic. Okay,
wow.
The Civic.
Love it.
All right. We're
going to
take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Wind River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne,
per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank, smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, 33 degrees. Sniffle. Weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Going to have a beautiful day today with sunny day reaching around 58 degrees, and tonight mostly clear with a low of around 27. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
474-5546 for reservations. I mean, it is beautiful up there. People treat you so well. If you haven't been up there, you need to go. Sherry Silk. Let's get this right. The Reading Civic Auditorium General Manager starting January the 15th with Advanced Reading, which is a great name, and there was a reason for that name. And also Charlie Harper, who is the head of the administration for Bethel Church, but also one of the members of the board of directors there. So far what we've heard is that all the rates that they're being charged right now, including for just nonprofits, will stay the same, at least through this year, and that where it calls for 60 open dates in the lease, you've got well over 100 now, or 100 at least, that people that want to put on events like ZZ Top or Eagles or Larry the Cable Guy,
yep.
Those will be promoters that will be coming to you to see if they can work it into the schedule there.
Yeah.
Okay. The board of directors is there to give guidance and also to make it a kind of a more wieldy organization. To talk about right. Which way to move forward with this.
That's right.
Okay, and then what plans do you have to, or do you have any plans to enhance the Civic Auditorium?
Absolutely. We, going in this year, it's a short year. You know, our enrollment's a little bit down as far as the school goes, but we couldn't grow to 1,200 until we get to the Civic. So this year we're around 900, and when we get there, we're going to make enhancements with audio-visual. We're going to have two overhead projectors on the sides. You know, that we'll use those for the school, but they'll also be really nice when there's an event like a comedian or a speaker, you know, just so everybody gets a really good shot of them and don't have to be looking behind them on the screen in the middle. So
you'll be able to see it on the sides here?
See it on the
okay.
sides. So that'll be a really nice enhancement. We're doing some work with the soundboards right now. There,
somebody has to.
Yeah. So we have a. We're going to digital. So the they haven't had a stage monitor board. We'll have a monitor board, digital, and probably a new board, and then the digital board for the house board probably will come a little bit later in the spring. But so we're, you know, we've got to get an office building in there. That's temporary, but that's a big cost right now.
We're going to move Mike over to Bob because Bob has a question for you.
Well, this falls under an area near and dear to my heart. I've been familiar with the auditorium since it was built, being a Reading native, and, of course, I'm also into sound systems. The auditorium is notorious for having one of the worst acoustical environments ever designed by the hand of man. How's that going to be addressed?
That is not going to be one of the first things we do. We're going to get the equipment right up to date. But you know that there's different people have different. You know, Brian Johnson's our worship leader, and
right.
He kind of likes the sound there. He calls it a big room sound. You know, and
he's not singing
the same
though,
as Bob.
Right?
Is.
They always bring their own.
Let's get these
in,
little
though.
Foam pads all over the wall. You know, we've done that at all our other venues. We've acoustically treated them. You know, deaden the sound, the bounce and stuff. But I thought that's something we'll address. But we'll get experts and the people who use it in
sure.
there and get determination. But that's going to be one of the things that we.
So we're bringing up big screens so people can see what's going on stage. Great idea. Are you going to do a digital sound and
right.
sound boards?
That's
okay.
right. And we have, like I said, Bob's the technical director, Bob Frampton. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been there for 30 years in different capacities. He's planning to still be there with us. He'll be the maintenance director. We have a new technical director coming from Australia who's really good as well. So I think we're going to have a good depth. We're not going to lose the groups coming to town. They want to make sure that somebody's there that knows what they're doing.
You know? Well, absolutely, because the first time that you get a big group that comes in there, and it sounds like, you know, I mean, they're going to be open, but you get a big group in there, and the sound goes, that word goes out, like, immediately.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, they just don't want to come back. Let's go to the phones here. Kay, good morning. You're live on
Hi.
Free Fire Radio.
Hi. How are you guys today?
We're fine, Kay.
Good. Do you know why there's all the little roofs on the Civic Auditorium?
Do you know why what?
There are all the little roofs, all the roofs.
Oh, no. Do you know why there's all the roofs on Civic Auditorium? We're getting blank looks and shakes, and people shaking their head no.
Well, the reason that they have all the roofs is because Charles Denny, who was the mayor at the time, thought that if they had little roofs, then they could have a schedule. And one roof could be done one year, one little roof could be done another year, and one little roof could be done another year, and it wouldn't be an outlay all at once.
Oh, okay, so they could do the construction work or the maintenance work
right.
like that.
Oh. And, but I don't think that was carried on.
I don't think so either. I'm not sure. But maintenance, I tell you what, the maintenance, and that's a good question, Kay. We've got to take a quick break. I'm going to talk to Sherry about this and Charlie about this maintenance thing.
Well, all you have to do is go back into the records of the agendas of the minutes of the city council and the record searchlight, and you'll find it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Right.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, Sherry Silk, who is the general manager of the Reading Civic Center, Civic Auditorium, and Advance Reading, and Charlie Harper, the administrator for Bethel Church, but also a member of the board of directors. We'll be right back after these messages.
When friends come to call, it's the happiest season of all.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invites you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars, a great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM. Back
down. Yeah, we don't back down. It's Carl and the Body, 8:55 in the morning, December the 6th. Rick Bassetti today is making his announcement. He will officially announce his bid for state assembly today at noon at the Frozen Gourmet in Reading. That's off Airport Road. He made his announcement here on our show, as did Patrick Jones and a couple others that have made their official announcements to kick it off. So anyway, that will happen at noon at the Frozen Gourmet off Airport Road. Rick Bassetti's going to announce.
Also, don't forget, tonight, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is in at the Cascade. Just wanted to make that announcement. Of course, don't forget, remember the songs We Three Kings and Jingle Bells and Zat You Santa Claus, a Rockabilly Christmas, and Everything You Want for Christmas are some of their big Christmas event. It's a wild and swinging night. And, of course, it again tonight is the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy holiday party at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are for sale at the box office, and you can call 243-8877 or go online. And, of course, it starts at 7:30. There you go. So it's been really great. I think we really got some very valuable information today out to our listeners, and that's what we like to do here. Should we go to the...
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Jim? Jim, you're live. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I was having a little bit of I had a praise for the lighted Christmas parade. That was one of the nicest, longest parades I think I've ever seen, and the floats were really well done.
It was a good parade, wasn't it?
Yeah. But it was really, really nice, and the weather was perfect for that type of deal.
Well, thank you, Jim. We have our sister station over here, Jimbo and Sue were judging, announcing, I think, the parade. Yeah. And also, Bob, you were involved in the parade.
You were announcing.
Jimbo this morning said that that it was one of the best parades he's ever seen. And, of course, both Bob and Brenda Belongi and Jimbo and Sue have been here for a long time and have been involved with it every year. So that's always nice.
We could hear Linda and Bob announcing from the police station. We were down the way as a way, but once in a while the wind was just right. We could hear them announcing way down there. So it's pretty neat.
Great.
And they did a great job on that.
Super.
My rant on this whole thing is that when they have a parade as pretty as that and all the people work so hard to put the music out and everything, to have a bunch of rice rockets in front of the Anderson Marching Band just screaming those motors as loud as they could go all the way through the parade, and you couldn't hear the marching band hardly play their music at all. And then when Chris McCannis came by, the guy with the green fire truck over there, it must have been his first toy he ever had, he ran that siren all the way through the whole entire parade, and you couldn't hear Chris sing any of his songs. And when they're having songs and things, it's a Christmas parade and having beautiful music, they shouldn't even allow them to run sirens and loud motors like that.
Okay. All right. I think you're right. I think that ought to be, they take that down as they, you know, for that for next year. Yeah, or shuffle them around a bit. Okay. Hey, Jim.
I guess that guy on the fire truck there, from the, there, and he's driving that green fire truck behind the veterans float back there, he must have been his only toy he ever had.
Okay, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Little kid. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Bye. Okay. Open line. We have, and that was, you know, it was a great parade. Okay, our guest, Sherry Silk, who is the general manager and heads up the advanced reading of the Reading
Civic Auditorium.
And Charlie Harper, who is the head administrator out at Bethel Church, but also a member on the board of directors there. Okay, we have a couple minutes left. You said is there major work that has to be done out there? I mean, it's not up to you all, but what kind of shape is the roof in? I've heard that it was...
The roof is... last winter didn't leak. That's the first time in about 8 years. John Johnson's doing an amazing job. He's leaving us really in a good position as far as preventative maintenance schedules. You know, he's got binders and books and things that they do, and he has his crew up there 5 o'clock in the morning to see where the cracks are, marks them with paint, because once the sun comes out, they seal up. You can't see them. So, you know, they've got a system, but it's eventually going to need to be done. Here's the deal. Our contract calls for, is it 70%, Sherry, of the rent that we pay to be set aside for improvement and maintenance of the Civic. You know, 30% is going to go to the debt service. It has a loan that's tied to the Civic. And so there's going to be money that comes in, several million dollars, you know, over years to take care of that.
To fix the place up. Okay. Yeah. Love it.
All right. Hey, you know,
thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here, because you've really cleared up a lot of misconceptions here in the town about what was going on. And our guest, Sherry Silk, who is the general manager of the Reading Convention or Civic Auditorium.
RCA.
And Advance Reading. And, of course, Charlie Harper, the administrator from Bethel Church, and they've been on. He's been on a couple of times before.
Thank you for being on
Thanks so much for being on today. Just remember, it's the good guys against the...